not the will of the sponsors on here, but it will have the sponsors' names on the resolution altogether. And like that's just like very counterintuitive alt like it just completely like changes like the will of the resolution altogether. I think you should reject it. If you want like an ad hoc committee, like it's a very simple resolution, right? It like, literally takes like 3 minutes. So I think it should just be a separate resolution. Just vote no on it and just do that. Cause I don't think it's what they're advocating for to begin with.
Wait, I actually do have a comment on why I
Wait,
chose
you
to
don't.
fully amend the resolution as someone who has right of response. Because with Resolution 43 now being irrelevant, I think that Resolution 57 is irrelevant and therefore can be replaced. And our proof of us, again, shaming ourselves for something that we ultimately withdrew, I think that that means that we can just wipe it. That is my most blunt response to that. And so I'm aware this is something that I wouldn't normally do. Like, I would not normally propose a complete override of an overwriting of a resolution. But in this case, it's probably the only time that I would fully find myself justified. And so that is my justification.
All right, I saw Representative Ehrlich next.
This is going to be a weird day for me, but I strongly agree with Representative or President Durham. I want to clarify some things because my name's on this resolution, and for me, this resolution was originally a way to get around it if we didn't rescind Resolution 43. That's what it was to me. I know we all had different ideas about the resolution. I don't think you guys like. I don't think I wouldn't agree with all the things that the crapping on you guys that's been done. I don't agree with that. I don't. But I think it was pretty clearly crapping, to be honest, Admir. But regardless, I don't agree with all that. But I do agree that this resolution has sort of lost the purpose that it was originally made for. I don't think that a new process has been well articulated in it, and I actually really like Zora's idea of making an ad hoc committee. So I support her amendment, and I hope that in the ad hoc committee we can come up with a better process than what was in Resolution 43. And I'm sorry to the people who support Resolution 43, who I know are the people who are going to vote the same way as me on this amendment, but I hope it's a different process, but I do think we need to make one. So yeah.
That's really my thing is that 43 and 47 represent just not necessarily in procedure, no one who supports 43 or 57 or both disagrees that we need changes made to the special project funding guidelines. And instead of getting an ad hoc to wait for 2 weeks through the both reading calendars, rather just have this happen right now.
Representative Galbraith.
I don't think we can get all philosophical over the will of the sponsors and all that. Ultimately, I think in the case of any resolution, the will of the sponsors is irrelevant if it doesn't end up being the will of the whole assembly. And that's in any case, not this one specifically. So I move to close debate on the amendment.
Okay, Representative Charles, second. Any dissent?
If you guys don't want your name on it, just motion to amend that.
Okay, so there is dissent. Now we're going into voting on the motion to close debate. Withdraws dissent. Representative Tarala, did you withdraw your dissent?
Seconded.
You seconded? Oh, was there any dissent after Representative second?
Point of information.
Recognized.
So to clarify, if an ad hoc committee is formed, I just want to clarify, if ad hoc committee is formed, is that formed until the end of this term, or will that be something that will go into next year, or will we have to like reform it?
Ad hocs are one term only. That's it. That's the only way they work.
All right. So is there dissent on closing debate on the amendment? Okay, dissent. Now we're going into voting on the motion to close debate. Everyone in favor of closing debate, please raise your placards. Okay, that's a majority. Now we're going into voting on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, please raise your placards. All right, all opposed. All abstaining. All right, in a vote of 15-5-1, the amendment passes.
Yeah, it's back to us.
You don't have right of response to the
I do or don't.
you do not have right of response to the amendment.
But we just voted on that.
He does have right of response?
No, he does.
Now I do. Yeah, we just voted on the amendment, right?
Yeah. So now you guys have which response back to Zora's amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Technically, the author.
Yeah. I'd like to note
my
the amendment. Am I good?
Wait. No, on President Durham's amendment, she's listed as one of the authors, but they are also still listed as the authors.
I forgot to make a note of that I put myself as primary and put everyone else as secondary because I didn't want to like force that being their primary.
I'm going to give Executive Vice President Flournoy the right of response here because he is still technically one of the
Yeah, okay,
authors.
I'll yield my time.
Okay. I mean, I know like we've made this amendment, but I kind of do want to note about like the ad hoc committee. One, I want to echo what Representative Shaguri has said. Like these things like aren't mutually exclusive. Like it's fully possible to like have an ad hoc committee and then also like have this resolution the way that we wrote it. And I also think that it's a little, I honestly, I'm just gonna say weird. Like this has been on the calendar for a while. And like you never reached out about like making this
Wait,
like
I did. I reached out
wait,
about
it's
this in a formal
well,
chat, Max
can
and
I
Claire.
may I finish?
She did.
I
Wait, it's actually a point of personal privilege that I cannot be
I
addressed with no right of response. Like, it can
so
be addressed
I
directly.
just all I'm saying is that like an amendment of this scale would have appreciated it to be like entirely like given beforehand. Like this was like a drop the ball type thing. Like you just put it in the box. And I just saying like maybe I miss it, but I would have like appreciated to at least have like seen this in full before we're even gonna actually vote on it.
Also, I'm all for debate, and I agree with any decision the General Assembly. Well, no, I respect any decision the General Assembly makes. However, the justification that this resolution doesn't do anything or that it's against its original nature is wrong on both fronts because we did edit the documents in order to make actual substantive changes. The appendix is in the box. So that reasoning for why this resolution is like incorrect or doesn't do anything doesn't make any sense because it physically edits the standard rules to take these guidelines. And for the original purpose of this resolution, if you read it from 14 to all the way to its conclusion, the reason why the previous resolution was rescinded is because we felt like it was inhibiting opportunities for vulnerable groups. And these guidelines make it so that there will never be another resolution like the previous one again, in addition to the fact that any decisions will not take into account people's backgrounds or where they come from, or in worst case, actually discriminate against them for these things, which this assembly has done in the past, which is why the previous one was rescinded and why this one was so strongly worded. So I just really want an actual reason for why you don't like the guidelines. Please look at the appendix for the standing rules edits. And yeah, and please keep the original intention of rescinding and this resolution in mind when continuing debate.
President Durham is one of the authors. You do still have the right of response.
Wait, the part that I've
that was her right of response, but she yielded back to them. Like, you can't ready to respond, but
Okay,
right
well.
back. Just
All right, well, anyway, I felt like your amendments, especially even though you did text them ahead of time in this group chat that I created, I still felt like they actually censored the assembly a lot. Like preventing the assembly from passing any type of resolution that relates to special project funding guidelines if it's deemed like not, appropriate for multicultural groups, that's so subjective. And again, it practices censorship. The assembly should just instead be able to shame their respective colleagues if they disagree with them and vote it down. So that is a big reason why I didn't like those amendments
point of
made from the
order.
first to the second.
You have the you can you
Point of
still
order.
we're still in the
Yeah,
right
we
of
do.
response here,
Go.
so
Point of order. They are endorsers in the resolution now. They're no longer they're an author. They're no longer authors. Zora is the only author of the resolution. So why isn't Zora sitting over there? Like why aren't they sitting in their chairs? Why isn't Zora over there? Zora, you're the only author of the resolution now.
Yeah,
So
because of this, they all take their seats. Zora goes back, and that's what the point I was trying to raise
wait,
earlier.
oh,
Like,
so
yeah,
yes.
right response over
Point
right
of order,
response.
Zora, you're the author.
Wait, this is
Inception. They're
correct.
not authors.
My point of
This
information
is
needs to be recognized. Where did it say in the original unamended resolution, multicultural organizations? Like, that word was never used. It was for vulnerable
all
communities
right.
of
President Durham
multiple
does not have
backgrounds.
right of response to that because that was the point of information. So we're going to move to Representative Tarala.
Oh, wait, oh.
All right. Yeah. So I like. I don't know. I went through. I'm sure you guys remember. I had a lot of things to say about this resolution. The last week it came through. I didn't necessarily feel like those were addressed, and that is partly on me because I was added to that group chat. I don't know. I've been really, really busy, so I wasn't an active participant, and you know, I take a you know, responsibility for that. That being said, there were you know, some things that I guess, to be honest, I'm not sure what has already been addressed by this amendment. One main thing, it just seemed a little bit like hastily put together again. You know, the what with, you know, the ways things were written and addressed. I also, like, yeah, like I've 100% disagree with the idea that we should, like, write something to prevent us from being able to pass resolutions about anything. That's just, like, kind of just not how it works. And so, yeah, I wrote here on my paper that was a gross overstep. And I'm glad that that is no longer an issue. Some of these things are a little unclear as well. I won't go into it now that I think most of them are addressed. I don't know, spelling errors, formatting errors, whatever. Also, just the main point again that I want to tell everyone for the umpteenth time is that the student assembly, you know, as much as we really like to take credit for this sort of stuff, we are not a funding board. It is not our job. It is not in our purview to be funding student organizations, you know, for you know, whatever, for events or whatever else. Like, that is literally what SAFC is. That is what SAFC is, and that was what they were created for. They were originally part of the finance committee and broke off to focus on the finance and funding aspects of the student assembly specifically. We are trying to double dip here. We are wasting all of our time, all the time, to do this. Like, yeah, like we're always talking about, like, certain groups and whether we're going to fund them, and it takes us hours and hours and hours when we got like 20 different resolutions on the docket. So I will just reiterate again, you know, I won't go against whatever's happening here. You know, I think this ad hoc committee idea is better, but I just hope that next year special projects does not exist the way it does now, if at all. I really do not think it should exist. We complain all the time that SAFC has too much money, or and like they don't know what to do with it. This, if SAFC has a professional development or a travel fund that they can create, that is totally cool by me. But we should, it's not in our jurisdiction again. So yeah, just I want to reiterate that we are not a funding organization. We are not a funding board.
Does President Dramer respond?
Sorry, can you go up there? Wait, I want to, like, really highlight two things. One, and I said this before I made my amendment, I did say in our group chat that I would send the language to you, and I completely forgot last week. Like, that is it. You can, you know, take that however you want, but I genuinely did forget to send this resolution language. It's been done for a week, and it's just been sitting in my, like, computer. And that is my bad. But I did say that before I even made the amendment. But it's also not that I didn't communicate with you all. I did make a group chat well in advance that told you ahead of time that I would be making an amendment to overhaul the whole thing and make an ad hoc. Yes, I did. I also, in this resolution, I did keep some of the language about how the student assembly will remain committed to equity and to making any new policies equitable. And I would just like to highlight that. I put in the, like, unredlined version of in the box. None of this is a response to.
All right, I feel like I no longer remain impartial on this, so I'm going to see the chair. However, there are no vice presidents left to see the chair too. So I'm going to nominate Representative Walters as a member, because since he's a member of the executive board, to be the chair. Is there any dissent? Okay, Representative Walters, now the chair.
Wait, my turn.
Right of reply.
Personal information, or like personal privilege, I guess. Could we, like, have Zora sit up front there, like, just because this is so, like, disorienting, because, like, I think people still think they're sponsored, but they're not, and then, like, you guys are no longer authors, and, like, but wait, how are, like, messed up that, like, we can talk about that too, but, like, yeah, like, yeah, like, I'm not talking about this anymore. Yeah.
Representative Galperin.
I motion to close debate.
Okay, we will go into voting on the motion to end debate. All those in favor?
Okay. All those opposed?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Any abstentions? In a vote of 11-9-1, that motion passes. We will now be going into voting on the resolution. Representative should hurry.
Question for a recount, because people are putting up their placards late. You definitely there's people going around. That is barely.
I already announced the verdict, so that is not recognized. We will now be going into voting on the resolution as a whole. All those in favor, please raise your placards.
Happening.
10.
Thank you.
Representative Christopa, is that a vote in favor?
Franklin, run for assembly, man.
2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got this, Ian, you don't. All those opposed? All those abstaining? 4. Can all those opposed raise their placards again? 1, 2. In a vote of 12-2-4, this resolution is passed.
Yeah.
We still have vacancies, guys. Can we do the rest of this very fast, please? Thank you.
Vacancies right now. We're in the middle of an agenda, so that we that's not recognized.
Let's
go
through it. Let's
place it. They were here last week as well.
It's next up is Resolution 60, free laundry. If the authors would like to make their way to the front,
I will be.
I am seating the. I see the chair back to the president.
Oh.
She's been on here for so long.
Guys, please. Yeah, I sent an amendment. Did you already get it? Do I have to properly announce it?
The whole assembly or just to me?
Sorry?
Everyone.
Okay.
I got it. Check your emails.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I moved to amend it. No. I don't know how to properly announce that. Sorry.
Okay, 1 second before the assembly.
What happened?
Listen.
I think it's the NHSA members and
do I read the amendment out loud? Yeah, do I read the amendment out loud?
Yeah, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, sorry. First, I move to amend and add to the. Sorry, give me a second. Yeah, I move to amend and add to the resolution. Whereas it has been shown that having prepaid laundry costs the university less money in fixing machines. And that Cornell University already increases total cost of attendance by 4-5% each year. And then be it therefore resolved that the Student Governance Assembly will recommend increasing housing costs to fund free laundry. And be it therefore resolved, there will be a survey sent out to find out a median number of washes used by each student. And finally, be it therefore resolved, the Student Governance Assembly will give representatives permission to speak to the Housing Committee and the Board of Trustees to find a realistic solution. Yeah, sorry, this is just a really basic thing about funding.
Seating the chair.
Yeah, this is just a really basic thing about laundry and funding. Right now, students don't really know about it until they get to Cornell or know what they're paying for until they get to Cornell. And especially as it comes to like lower income students who come here and have something that should be like a basic student, right? Like, you know, kids have to come here and do laundry the same way you know they have to eat and know they have to shower. And it's not already on their financial aid where they can use like scholarships to cover for it, or at the very least not have a hidden fee and be aware of what they'd be paying for. Yet it's something that we know every single student on campus will be paying for, right? And I mean, we talk a lot about how we pass different, like we pass so many resolutions and nothing gets done about these resolutions at all. Or President Kotlikoff just says, oh, F you in your resolution, even though we've spent so much time arguing about it, right? So by passing this resolution, it'll give me permission to actually go and speak on behalf of students and the student assembly and say, and go talk to the Board of Trustees and the Housing Committee and say that this is something that students actually want and then actually get something done. Rather it just be like, oh, like we wrote this down, we passed it, and then nothing happens. I think it's pretty clear already. So if there's any questions.
Representative Carson.
Okay.
You know, I really like the idea, and I understand I understand where it's coming from. I think that's the one thing I'm a little unsure is, so if okay, like if we're gonna have them give a set amount of money, I say a set amount of money for how much, like upfront laundry costs. So does that mean that the whole system of how we pay for laundry is gonna be completely different too? Because like right now we pay like, you know, when we go to do our laundry, and so I don't know. How's that going to work?
Yeah, that's the intention, is to change our system of doing laundry.
Okay.
The reason why I add at the end, like, realistic solution is based on the fact that other colleges have already made this decision and made those transitions. So now it's more of like we'd have to talk to the housing committee of what would this change look like for Cornell specifically. So yes, we would be changing our system, and I plan on going to the housing committee to find out like what does that look like specifically. This is more so permission to go and actually want to change our system.
Representative Chiguri.
Hi. So I spoke last time. I was a big fan of it. I gave some edits that I don't see in here, but I'm not a big fan of any of the first two lines of the amendments. I have gone on a big rabbit hole the past like 3 weeks of learning how research gets done at an administrative level, and there are so many like hoops and like hurdles to like go through. Just writing in a resolution like, oh, we're going to send out a survey to find a median number of washers per student is nowhere near specific enough in terms of policy language, nor will admin like it because you don't designate who is running the survey, what the survey is going to be about, how it's going to be administered. It just gives them a very easy reason to just go toss up and like send it out. The second other thing is recommend increasing housing costs to fund free laundry. I would love it as much as the next person. I think every single person in this room is like a fan of free laundry. But how Cornell's budget works is we literally break even every year. And like I don't think you understand like how much of a burden that would be on top of it for like us to just go and just be like increasing housing costs or something like that. Yeah, like it's a decent chunk of money. And for us to like go and present a resolution to admin and be like, hey, like we just want to do this without doing any of the back end work, I don't think is really fair. I really like the third one. Like, yes, talk to the housing committee and the board of trustees to find a realistic solution. I think that's actually what this resolution should be going for, not the whole like, oh, let's be performative and say that like we're just going to like ask admin to go and fund free laundry just like that, just because like I don't think that's what this body's for. I don't think that's also what you're advocating for either with a third one. So I think they're kind of counterintuitive in terms of what the resolution is actually trying to accomplish, which is a meaningful first step towards achieving better laundry policies for the student body life.
Yeah.
I can't motion to amend.
Oh,
Yeah.
I can motion to amend, but I'm not exactly sure what your words are. So I'm going to
Just
motion to amend and then allow Ishan to send in the words for the amendment.
strike the first two "be it therefore resolved" clauses that Maisha just amended. So strike whatever line it'll be it therefore resolved, the Student Governance Assembly will recommend increasing housing costs, and strike "be it therefore resolved, there will be a survey sent out to find a median number of washers used by each student."
Is there a
Yeah.
second to that amendment? Is there dissent? Seeing none, that amendment has been made. President Durham.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the same page. We talk about
Hi.
finance. Oh,
I
I
was
didn't
the one
catch
who
the
was
thing.
recognized to speak. I am of course in favor of the sentiment of having laundry covered in housing. I mean, it's part of like my freshman rep platform and something I've talked with the board about every single time that I've been to a board meeting in this role. And it is something that is a much more complex than like a one-page resolution would have you know. So like you can compare with Harvard, but Harvard received a gift to make their laundry fee free. And okay, so did Dartmouth apparently. At wait, there's a lot going on. With like Johns Hopkins, for example, a couple of years ago, their student government passed a resolution and piloted a program for one semester where all students would have access to, I believe, out of a 13-week semester, I think 11 weeks worth of free washes and dries. And if they didn't use them, great. If they used more, they pay the difference. There are a lot of examples from peer schools that you can cite, and you can cite those in conversation with housing. So, like, I went, Christian and I were at a BSU town hall where housing was there, and Vice President Lombardi was there, and they explained that the increase in housing costs over the last few years of however many percent, that is just to keep things at break even, like Representative Chaudhry mentioned.
in order to add laundry into this, then there would be more fees. And that's fine. I personally think that it's better than having that be an unexpected cost when you arrive to campus. But that I would recommend having an actual conversation, like actually reaching out to administrators in housing and saying, you're a freshman representative. Mm. All freshmen live on North. They'd be happy to talk to you and happy to hear from you and your on behalf of your constituency. They would also probably – you'd probably also benefit by talking to like the – whatever HRL kind of student leadership committee, I completely am blanking on their official title. There are a lot of conversations that can be had before you write an official policy resolution. And so I'm very neutral on this resolution overall, cause I agree with the sentiment, but I just absolutely do not agree with the wording slash procedure that you've used to get here.
Yeah. Can I use my right of response here? So part of the point of this in the first place, and part of the reason why I like agreed with Bichon's thing and striking this, is, and also as you brought up, is that the student assembly simply is not aware of what it would actually take long term to get this done, right? I write about how much money Cornell already increases because we even talk about the student activity fee. We have so many increases every single year that students don't actually see the benefit of or care about the benefit of. And this would be one of very few increases where it's like students can see it right in front of their face and be like, this is what something they want. The reason why this is so broad and meant to be, oh, this is the student, this resolution is not actually a proposed solution, but it is the student assembly giving me the permission to go and speak on behalf of the student assembly to the housing committee. Something that I'm going to end up having to see my time to Keaton about this because I've already spoken about this in hopes of proceeding to the board of trustees, right? Excuse me. I'm forgetting what part of the sentence I was at. Because is it okay for me to cede time after this to Keaton to better explain this point?
Sorry.
I'm going to cede this time to Keaton now to better explain this point.
Okay. No, it's a right of response. She can cede her time. Yeah. Where?
Can I?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Right, go ahead.
And which point did you want me to highlight?
About how this isn't really about us already creating a solution, but giving me permission to go and talk to the Board of Trustees, which is what we plan on doing after this passes, to actually talk about and create a firm solution. Because the student assembly can't exactly pass a solution as it comes to laundry. This solution is about acknowledging that we have a problem as it comes to laundry and that that problem is something that we should prioritize solving.
Yeah. So Maishay and I met about this, I think the week before the Board of Trustees meetings. And I wanted updates as to like where this resolution was lying in terms of like actually passing or not. Because if it's just something in the talks within the student assembly, the likelihood of it actually being taken like seriously and considered is pretty low compared to if it's a past resolution. Mm. Now, with that being said, given like the concerns that everyone raised, I do think maybe it might be worth it to refine the resolution so that it actually mentions like very tangible ways as to like how data could be collected, how we could work with the administration in order to like understand the standard number of like laundry uses that students make. And then if they need to pay the difference, like understanding those mechanisms a little more clearly. But I agree. I think part of like the passing of the resolution was to have a concrete way of actually approaching the board and saying, this was a past resolution. The student assembly collectively came together to say, we need to pass this on behalf of our students and constituency. This is something that you should take seriously.
Mm-hmm. Vice President Watkins.
This is very tiny, but under like type of action, it's finance policy. But like where that kind of section comes from is there's like a certain amount of like designated actions that we can take in the student assembly charter. And I think what this fits best of those is recommendation. So I'm going to move to amend line 5 and strike finance policy and replace it with recommendation.
Is there a second? Is there dissent? Seeing none, that amendment has been made. Representative Anand.
Yeah, so I really love this, especially for students who don't know the cost and aren't talked about the cost of laundry before they come to Cornell. But I think there is more nuance to this, and I think we could do a better job of maybe talking to TATCON Center or in our pre-orientation program, like where I have students do modules. I think maybe we could talk to them and say, hey, maybe you can include this in laundry, you know, make this really clear before students step on campus that this is a cost that's going to be there. But I also think that this resolution doesn't have much substance in terms of a solution. And while it is good to say, okay, we'll pass this and then you'll go and you'll find a solution, I would rather you find a solution, then come to us and then we'll pass the solution. Also, in terms of using Harvard as a model, Harvard increased your student activity fee by $250 in that the year after they received the donation. They still increased the student activity fee for every single person, mandatory $250. Now, I haven't done the math. I don't think I spent $250 on laundry for Cornell. I don't think so. I was doing some math. But even if it's close to that, still, I would rather. Everyone has different laundry needs. And it's not fair to say, I think it could be a great program for people who are on financial aid to have laundry covered. I completely agree with that. I would love that program. But I don't think saying laundry for free for everyone, but we're going to charge everyone a flat fee would be unfair. So also, I would like a system. Maybe you could use BRBs for your laundry. I'm not against that at all.
System.
Skip order.
Okay. I'm also not against the idea of potentially having someone – like you can buy a laundry card at the beginning of a semester, which is unlimited, and you pay a flat fee up front and you can do laundry as many times as you want on that card. Mm-hmm. That's also a potential option we could look into. Food for thought.
Wait, I'm just...
I can't hear you.
I was gonna use my right of response, but I was actually gonna let other people speak first.
What? Sorry?
Never mind. I have nothing.
Yeah, heard. Okay. All right, next, Representative Tarala.
All right, I'll keep it short. You know, the money has to come from somewhere. As someone that pays a student activity fee but doesn't live on campus and technically and has to pay for the on-campus laundry, I'm just saying, like, there might be concern about that where, like, basically we're subsidizing other people's laundry. Not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, just bring that up. Also, I actually am more in line with this idea. I think it'd be kind of interesting if we'd be able to, like, make like the unlimited meal plan or something, take like $50 away from BRBs and address that like to laundry or whatever it is so that it solves both of those problems. No, look, I'm just throwing ideas out there. I know we're trying to like save time and stuff. So, hey.
Keep order.
Yeah. So, look, I think this could use another week or something. I think we passed it last week because, we expected some amendments and I guess, not everyone satisfied with it. I think it could just use a little bit of cooking time. So I would just motion to table this for a week.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none, this has been tabled to next week.
Yo, why are y'all attacking
Moving
me?
Moving on to resolution 63.
Yeah. The people want free laundry.
I'm seating the chair back.
Hi. Just really quickly, does anyone want me to re-explain like this whole process again, or in the sake of time, can I just stop talking? Beautiful.
Representative, not Spector, Galfrin.
I mean,
yes.
Make a motion to vote on this.
So, second. Motion to close debate. There's a second. There's dissent. Seeing none, all those, we are now in voting. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards and keep them raised because I do need to take a final count. Six. Pulse. 22. No, Pulse does not still have 500 yet. All those opposed to this resolution? What? All those abstaining? Okay, and 22-0-0. All right.
You're not doing
Okay. All right. Moving on to resolution 69, urging Cornell to support higher TCAT funding. Y'all, who is it? Max.
Yeah.
That's you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Information. Point of information. How long do we have the room until?
Eight.
Okay.
All right, folks. TCAT funding is good. Cornell is not good about doing the funding for the TCAT, and they should stop being not good about that. That's all I have to say.
I wish there was more language
okay.
in there. That was
Representative Vice President Watkins.
Gonna do what I think you're gonna do, which is I move to close debate.
Okay, is there a dissent to closing debate? Okay, there's no dissent. We're now debate's now closed. We're now in voting. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards. Hi.
Okay, also 22, all those opposed, all those abstaining, 22-0-0, this resolution passes. Now moving to resolution 70, the last straw, single-use plastic phase out.
I moved to motion real quick to extend the meeting time.
Oh, there's a motion to extend the meeting time to 8 p.m. Is there
second.
Okay, their dissent, seeing none, meantime is extended.
Okay, the issue with this is I told them Plastic Free Cornell not to come today because I thought we were going to debate SAF forever, and I got multiple inputs on this to not tell them to come because they've come to literally the past like 5 meetings, and I've had to apologize to them over and over again that we're a little dysfunctional and need to get like our stuff together. They were like upset with me, and like rightfully so. I mean, they've been sitting through these meetings like forever. So I would like to motion to table this for a week so they could be here next week and present this.
Is there a second?
Wait, do you not just want to pass it? Like,
wait, you can't.
No, because
is there a second on the motion to table? Is there dissent?
No, they're not here.
Okay, seeing no dissent, then this resolution has been tabled. We'll now move to resolution. We'll now move to resolution 71, grade transparency.
No, that's not. Yeah, that was actually a bad table.
It is a really good resolution. There were like 500 people dedicated to like writing
grade transparency.
Acts.
Yeah, Ishan, what?
No paper straws, none.
Okay, please lock in for the primary sponsor. Thank you.
I want fans to know.
We talked about this resolution a little bit last week. Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Closer, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We talked about this resolution a little bit last week. I don't know how much I have to add. I think it's a pretty straightforward resolution. We just want people to have the information they deserve before taking classes and while in the semester.
Okay.
Oh, Admir, people just need their grades on their Canvas before they get their thing, okay?
All right, Representative Masood.
I think this is a great resolution. I hate that I'd never see my final exam scores. Motion to close debate.
Second.
Is there dissent? Okay, there's dissent. See dissent. All those in favor of closing debate, please raise your placards. That's not a motion. All right. A debate has been closed, but clear. And okay, withdrawn. We're now in a period of voting. All those in favor of resolution 71, please raise your placards.
Fact survey ends before finals start, and I've taken finals where I'm like, I would have written something completely different.
Okay, 22, all those opposed, all those abstaining, 22-0-0, this resolution passes.
Point of order, Admir, I highly recommend you write your own resolution. Do it, bro.
Admir, you can also amend.
Resolution 72, alleviating preliminary exam overloads.
What is the process to amend after something? Yeah. He just said.
Oh, yeah, they're in the process. Like, they know I'm on the part.
2/3, whatever bullshit.
Academic Policy Committee's been getting up to a lot.
Hello, everybody. My name is Aiden Moodley, here presenting Resolution 72, alleviating preliminary examination overloads. This resolution recommends that in the case a student has 3 or more preliminary examinations in a 24-hour period, they shall have the ability to reschedule one of the exams. This is already the case for final examinations.
Okay. Representative Bloom.
Obviously, I helped author this one, but I like this resolution. I think Aiden did a great job. I would like to motion to end debate.
Second.
Their dissent? Okay. Seeing none. We're now entering a period of voting. All those in favor of resolution 72, please raise your placards. Just keep them so I can count.
Point of order, it's whether or not we close debate, right? Second reading calendar.
Just the third.
I'm sorry, I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Wait, weren't we supposed to
Okay, 20. All those opposed. All those abstaining.
Wait, point of order. Shouldn't we be voting on whether or not to close debate? Not on the.
No, there was no dissent.
He dissent.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, we just voted. We just voted.
Yeah.
If voted 20-0-0, this resolution has been passed. Okay, we're now moving to Resolution 74, Transparency in First Year Program House Access and Placement Outcomes.
We're aware. I like your amendment.
I've taken so many finals where I'm like, I would have voted.
Different course of evaluation.
But I think they purposely don't want it.
Okay, I feel like this resolution is very straightforward, but I also note that last time we went over it, a lot of you guys weren't here, so just very quickly. This is an investigative resolution for housing to release information on stats of our programming houses. We have program houses catered towards like cultural communities, a lot of them marginalized communities. Okay, we have a lot of program houses catered towards cultural communities, marginalized communities. I'm involved with a lot of cultural orgs on this campus. We've worked with housing plenty of times to try to figure out why do our program houses that are catered towards cultural communities don't look like the cultures that they represent. Cornell Housing says, okay, well, you know, people are not applying. I personally can count on my hands, feet, and toes people who have applied to program houses and have not gotten in them. So this is to get down to what is the problem on our cultural programming housing, so that way we can actually have a tangible solution, because every single time we talk to Cornell Housing, they say, you guys are the problem, and nothing changes every year because we're asking people of the cultural communities to apply. They're applying. They're not getting inside the houses. So,
Representative Galperin.
Yeah, I'll also just note the flip side of that, that I know a ton of people have ended up in program houses without being asked to be put there. So if people who want to be in there aren't getting in there, and people who don't really care either way are being put in there, like, yeah, that's a problem. I move to close debate.
Okay, second, the dissent, seeing none.
Can I ask a point of inquiry?
Yeah, recognized.
Have we talked about like creating a housing committee, like for assembly?
No.
Or information? We haven't.
We can talk about that. Okay, debate is now closed. We're now in a period of voting on Resolution 74. If you are all those in favor, please raise your placards. Keep them so I can count. Okay, 23, all those opposed, all those abstaining. Okay, 23-0-0, this resolution has passed, and we are now moving to the filling of appointments and vacancies where...
No,
it was moved.
I went third reading.
EVP Flannoy.
Motion to fulfill our AAP vacancy with okay. Franklin giving some comments.
Okay. All right. Franklin, you can do your nominating process. This is our second year of doing this, so this is low-key precedent.
All right. What's up, guys? Hey. If you don't know me, Franklin. I was an AAP representative my sophomore year. I've been trying my best to bring in successors into this room so that the seat doesn't go empty. When I came into the seat, it was empty for over 3 years. And my dean had never spoken to an SA rep for our college before, and she's been here for 8 years. So, yeah, I'm trying my best here, guys. I'm here to nominate Amelia Lyons. She's a freshman in planning, meaning next year, and she's also running and registered for this year's election to be the rep next year. Hoping to get her in here for a month, see how things operate, how they run. Hopefully, you know, shadow maybe some people like Ishan writing up resolutions so she can figure out and learn how to do that process so she can hit the ground running her sophomore year. She's a freshman, so that means sophomore year. She's a planner. She's got a flexible schedule. She'll be able to come to these meetings. I've gotten an architect to be rep before, and then one semester they had to drop because they can't decide when studio is, and it just in smack dab in the middle of this meeting. And she'll be a sophomore, so no Rome, no interruptions. She won't be going to Italy for one of the semesters either, which is another problem for AAP. So it's just perfect. It's a great opportunity to keep the momentum going I have with the dean and with this seat in general and trying to fill it. And I'm kind of honored to do this process because coming in as a freshman, I wish a senior was doing this to me when I came in and like letting me know how the things work. I'm really like glad to hand the keys to the castle over. It's an awesome opportunity. Thanks.
And do any questions for Amelia as the nominated candidate? I did see Representative Chaudhry first.
A question as much as just like I think as an assembly we need to like big props to Franklin like or right over here like genuinely like so much like I have never seen another person like care so much about assembly but also be so dissuaded from run to like be on assembly like it, one of a kind truly like representation very important just like good stuff. I don't have any like
Is there a
special
question
questions.
for Amelia in there somewhere? You can come up with one. I know you can.
Oh, what would you like to what's priority number one for you?
I'm sorry, could you say that
Like
again?
what's like top of mind for you in terms of joining soon?
Top of mind for me right now for student assembly is again just trying to make the student body more aware of assembly's ability to make decisions that affect students. I mean, it's such an obvious problem that so many students don't turn out and vote and, you know, care about what the work that you guys, the very important work that you guys do in this room. So trying to like again, AAP, we don't have very much, like people are kind of locked out on what issues are affecting Cornell students, and I'd like to create a little bit more awareness for that.
Thank you. Representative Galvern.
Yes or no? Do you promise to stick out your term?
Yes.
I move to vote.
Okay. Any sec there's a second, is there a dissent to like voting? It's voting to install.
Point of inquiry, whatever. Are there any other candidates today? Or is this, or is
The
she?
only one to fill the AAP vacancy.
Okay. Just confirming that before, yeah.
Yeah, the AAP seat
Yes.
goes to an election. Yes, exactly. Okay. Is there any dissent to voting on installing Representative Wines? Okay. All those in favor of this appointment being made, please raise your placards. Please keep your placards up for the record as well. It's 23. All those opposed? Also abstaining. 23-0-0. This appointment has been made. You will be officially in, like, give I'll have you give your oath and everything next week. So you are free to go for this evening, but for usually how we go for vacancies, whenever we fill them, since it's being filled mid-meeting, this isn't your first meeting. Next meeting is.
Point of inquiry after break. Is our next meeting?
Yes, after break, not now.
Thank you.
And please give your information to Eric on your way out so he can add you to every lists and everything.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, enemy. Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. We are now going to move into the interviews for the Office of Ethics. I would like to motion to go into executive session with these invited guests. Okay, there's a second. Is there dissent? Seeing none, we're now in executive session. If you're not here as a candidate for the Office of Ethics director seat, then you must leave the room.
What else I get?
There is one.